Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Pei Aleph 81, and we are on Pei Amabez as we continue here in Perek HaZorik. Number of issues again, two, three more dafim about issues of Hotsa'a. But again, this is an extension of Hotsa'a as we talk about Zerika and Hoshata and the like. And then, by the time of 2 days from now, daf Pei Gimel, we start Habona, which is all the other malachas of Halacha Shabbos. So we're on Pei Amabez. Let's start again from the middle. So the Gemara says, Chulyas Habar Vaselas. Remember, the Mishnah spoke about a case where one has a structure that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide in the Rishus HaRabim. So that becomes, that's his own Rishus. It's a Rishus HaYachid. And we said that about a rock. We said that about the Chulyas Habar also. We said, the Chulyas Habar, the dirt, is even a bigger Chiddush, as we saw in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that even if it's not for Tvachim itself, surface area on top, even if it's mitzaref to the space of the pit, that also is okay. And we discussed you have to have walls on one side, on two sides. How wide do they have to be? They have to be wider than the area of the pit. So that was all before the two dots. So now, the rock case, that's 10 Tvachim wide, 4 Tvachim wide, that is a Rishus HaYachid, and therefore the Mishnah said, if you put something on there or take something off of there, then Chayiv. But in the next line of the Mishnah, I didn't clarify this yesterday, the following lines of the Gemara are going on the second half of that line. Pachos Mikan Mutter. If it's this rock or this pile of dirt is less than that, then Putter. Then it's Putter. So less than that, in which direction? Right? What did the Mishnah say? If it's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide, then are you going to be Chayiv? So less than that, which one? Less than 10 tefachim high or less than 4 tefachim wide? That's the Gemara's question now. So ma anan kaimen. What are we talking about? Im begavo in asara, if we're talking about a case that's 10 high. And remember, skip the next 8 words. Ve'ein on rach v'arba, if it's 10 high and less than 4 wide, so then what is that? Then obviously that's not a rishus hayachid. And obviously that wouldn't be patur. Right, that would be what's called a makom ptur, and therefore the Mishnah sort of said mutter and not pater. Hadu hudamar of chizda b'shem Rabbi Isi. Isn't that like this case? Kane na'utz b'rishus harabim gavoa asara tvachim. If you have a kane, you have a stick that's inserted in the street of rishus harabim. It's 10 tvachim high, but what is that? The tip of the stick on top? That's not its own rishus. Let's say it's a little wide. Let's say it's a half a tefach wide. What is it? So you can put a little thing on top of it. It's between 3 and 10 tefachim. So then, mutter l'kan, bilvaj lo yachlif. So you're allowed to put things on from anywhere. As long as, let's say, the stick is right on the edge near a Rishus HaYachid. So you can't put something from Rishus HaRabim onto it. And then from it to Rishus HaYachid, bidirabanan. So your lo yachlif doesn't look bad. It looks like you're going from one Rishus to the other. But technically, it's a makom ptur. Therefore, it should say mutter in the Mishnah, not pater. Right? This, finding a makom ptur sometimes is useful in the classic case of somebody who's walking in a place without an eruv and they realize that they have something in their pockets, right? So what do you do then? So the worst thing to do is to stop, right? That's what usually happens. If they're like, oh, what do I do? And then you stop. But what a person has to do is first to walk in circles within Dalet Amos to try to give yourself time to think, right? But don't stop. Walk in circles and then we can figure out exactly what you could do. So if you could just continue walking and go back to where you came from, go back to that where you came from, that probably would be the best. Right? Just don't stop walking, meaning you never did an hanacha. If you never did an hanacha, then you just try to go back. And then if you go back to where you came from, then lo is avin machshavaso. So then, you know, your machshava hasn't accomplished anything and therefore you just go back. What if you can't go back? What if you're far away from where you came from? So then the next best thing to do is to try to find the makom ptur that you could deposit it on. You could just let it fall out on. What's a makom ptur? You don't have too many makom pturs, but sometimes in the street, in chutz la'aretz you have these fire hydrants, right? You don't have them too much in Eretz Yisrael. But a classic fire hydrant is classic makom ptur. It's not it's between 3 and 10 tefachim high, and it's less than 4 tefachim wide. It's like that's this case of kananot. Karnanos, that would be a makom ptur to put it on. But the key is just not to stop. So the Gemara says, so that can't be what the Mishnah is talking about when the Mishnah says pachos mikan, because after all, then it would be mutter. So Ella, it must be the other way. Not pachos mikan of the width, but pachos mikan of the height. Ella kianan, kenanan kaimin, bi. Skip the next 2 words in database. Bish Birachman Arba Vologman Asara. It is four tvachim wide, but it's not ten tvachim tall, which means it's a karmelis. Karmelis. Karmelis is his own rishus. To be a rishus, you have to be 4x4. Rishus Rambam, Rishus Yachid, and karmelis. But the karmelis is between 3 and 10 tvachim high. So the Gemara says, Lokein Amarei Bichia, Berei Derav, Kalama Akiv, Hadrisa, Rishus Rambam, Nikra Karmelis. If you have something that affects and hinders people's travel through the street, and it has the rules of Karmelis, then it's a Karmelis. And therefore here too, the reason that you are Pator in the Mishnah is because this is a Karmelis, and therefore going from the Rishus Rabbim to it, or it to the Rishus Rabbim, is an Isser Durabanan. So says the Gemara, but wait a minute. When do you say that the Avraham Akim is a Rabbim? When would you think that this hole or this rock would make an issue? Amar Rav Yudin Mad, Amar Rav Chiya Berei Derav Be'emsa. That's only if you have this type of thing in the middle of the street, and that's Ma'akev Es Harabim. But Avam Menatzad, which is Harabim Ba'alasa. But if it's just on the side, then it doesn't have significance, and therefore it should just be called Rishus Harabim. Right? Because, at the Lechora, where do you dig this ditch? Is it, wouldn't the ditch be on the side? Why would you dig a ditch in the middle of the street? So even if you dug one, on the side, it will be on the side, and therefore it wouldn't be called a, Karmelis. And therefore, again, if it's on the side, then it should be just Nechsha versus Harabim, and therefore Rishus Harabim versus Harabim should be Mutter again. Should it be Pater? Should be Mutter. So why does the last line of the Mishnah say Pachas Mikan Mutter? So Rabbi Yochanan, less Kan Pater, Ela Mutter. Okay. It should say Mutter. It should say Mutter, less Kan Pater, Ela Mutter, and therefore it is allowed. Good. Remember, again, even if for Hilchas Shabbos, you might say it's on the side, It's considered Rishus Harabim, and it's going to help you out for Hilchas Shabbos, because it's still Rishus Harabim and it's Mutter Mutter. You're still chayiv in terms of nezek, right? If you dug a hole in the street, even by the sides of the street, if it's in the street, that is bar Rishus Harabim. If it's bar Rishus Harabim, you're going to be chayiv, right? That's one of the two halachos where the Gemara says in Psachim and Baba Kama, Shnei Dvarim Shaladam Eder Bershuso, Vasan Akasav Kiluhen Bershuso. There are two things that are not in your Rishus, and the Torah considers it as if it's in your Rishus. What are they? Bar Rishus Harabim and Chametz HaPesach. Chametz HaPesach, right, you have that never-ending circle. You can only, Chametz HaPesach, you have to own in order to violate by Rabbi Yematze. But you can't own Yisuri Hana. And therefore, how do you ever violate by Rabbi Yematze? The answer is Chiddush HaTorah. Right? Even though this is Aser Banah, the Torah says it's Ki'ilu, enough yours to violate the Isser. Chametz HaPesach. And Bar Rishus Harabim. I dig something in the street. I dig a bar. It's not mine. It's not mine. It's in the street. What does it have to do with me? Right? So the answer is, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. But the Gemara says, Baal HaBor Yishalem. The Torah calls you the Baal HaBor. Right? Pashas Mishpatim. Right? Even though you didn't dig it. Right? It's not your shor and even your ash. You lit an ash. So it's your ash. Bor is in the street. That's the Chiddush of bar. It's the Chiddush of bar and chametz v'pesach. That's why, again, it's not a Baba Kama topic now, but just to mention, Bor, I think we mentioned this a few weeks ago even, Bor is different than the other Avos Nezikin. The Achronim explained it, Rav Gusman and others, and there are rayas to this, and that is other Nizke Mamon, right? The first 6 prakam of Baba Kama is one topic, Nizke Mamon, my property damaging. 7th, 9th, and 10th is about Geneva and Gzela, and the 8th prak is about Chovel. Wounding. But the first 6 prakam are one topic. Nizkei Mamon, Shor Bar, Ma VeHever. So if you look through the sugyas of Bar. Bar is chayiv not because my property damaged. Not because my property damaged. Because that's if my animal damages, I'm chayiv because my property damaged. If my age damages, if my Shor does, red Karen, Shane, or Regel, all of them is because Mamono Shehizik. Bar, what did I do? It's not mine. As we just said, it's in the street. Like here, you dug a bar in the street, so fine, it's going to be called Rishus Harabim, but for Nizkei Mamon purposes, it's called yours. You're chayiv for the Yetziras Hamazik. And that's why the Rashba in Baba Kama Dabeis calls it Grama. Sorry, calls it Chiddushu. Shidu Begubetzes in Baba Kama Daf Nun calls it Grama. Even though Grama and Yizakin is Aser, bar is Grama and you're chayiv. Wow. Why is it Grama? Because you're chayiv because of what you did an hour ago. Not chayiv because of what happened now. Because you created a bar, that's enough to connect what happened later to you. Even though it's the street. Even though the Rashba's Lashon is, the guy came into my bar. Right. Usually, if somebody falls into my bar, if somebody comes to my animal, let's say I welcome my animal in the street, if somebody comes and starts up with my animal bites it. So it's your fault. You were ba l'rishus ha-mazik. And by bar, that doesn't work. Right? And my bar doesn't move. Right? Unlike all the other types of mazikin. So it's clear that bor is different. You bor chayef for the yitzivus habor. And that's why the Torah uses the lashon of bal habor yishalim. Bal habor. It doesn't say bal hashor yishalim. No, it just says yishalim, whatever, for what happened. So again, that's bor and that's, and the chametz. But again, that's what our Gemara says here, that even though if it's on the side, it's going to be better for you because it's called rishus harabim for hilchos Shabbos. But either way, it's going to be bad for you because it's a barbish as a rabbin that you done. Okay, we continue. Tama Tanina. So we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Idios. Maseches Idios. Just like Rabbi Yochanan just changed this Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says, doesn't really mean pater, it really means butter. So we're going to have, there are three. There are three, I think all three are cases quoted here, if not just two. There are numerous cases that even though sometimes it says pater, really it means mutter, right? The Rambam says, we're going to Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam says, I'm going to use three Lashonos here. You should know the difference. Chayev, Pater, Mutter. If I say Chayev, that means Daraisa. If I say Pater, it means Pater from a carbon, but Aser Durabanan. But Mutter means Mutter. But there are sometimes when the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Pater, but it really means Mutter. That's the Gemara here. So Tamat Tanini, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Idios, it's also quoted in Shabbos, but the Mishnah is in Idios, Hamefis Morfsa B'Shabbos. Somebody pops a pimple. Somebody lances a boil, to use the fancier English. Mafis morsa b'shabes. Im lasos lapeh. If I'm doing it in order to create an opening. To create an opening, that I want the pus to come out. But that's not my purpose. For the pus just to come out. Cause it's hurting me and I want to, I want to create a Pesach. And I want that Pesach to stay there. I want to let in the air. So it heals. But I'm very interested in creating this opening. Chayiv, that's going to be chayiv on Shabbos for the malacha of bona, the malacha of building, or malacha metakein kli, right? Because you're making a beautiful Pesach. Im lahotzi bimeno alecha, but if you're just doing it to get the pus out, you don't care if it closes up in a second. You just want to get the pus out, and maybe it'll close up. Says the Karbana Eita. Veino choshesh im tach servetisto miyad. You don't care if it closes up right away after putter. That's putter. Why is that putter? The Gemara calls this in the Bavli, Malacha, Shinitzricha Lagufa. Right? Because why do they make holes in the days of old? Not just to get the pus out, but to make the hole. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon would say that Malacha Shinitzricha Lagufa. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Leskan Pater Ela Mutter. That doesn't mean putter. If you're doing it to get the pus out, that's mutter. Why? Because that's had most of Malacha Shinitzricha Lagufa, which is an Isser Durabanan. And in this case, where you're uncomfortable, where you're in pain, but Malkam Tsar, Lo Gazer Be Rabanan. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, this case of Mafas Mursa, that's pater u mutter. Right, again, the carbon eida. De ein kan tikun ela shvus, umishim tsara lo gazru rabbanan. That is case one. Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Gimel, right, this is quoted there in Daf Gimel, Amin Aleph, Mafas Mursa. Tosfos quoted, if you make a Pesach, so then it's going to be, chayiv, but doesn't a Pesach on Hilchos Shabbos have to be asui lahachnis u lahotzi? Right, the Pesach HaShabbos has to be able to be two-directional, going in and out. Right, we have this rule in Hilchos Kalim also. Sometimes to ruin a kli, to take away its status of Makabal Tumah, you have to have a hole. How big of a hole? Asi l'hachmas l'hotzi. Enough for things to go in and out. Sometimes something's able to go in, but not able to go out. And sometimes, so it says Tosfos. Little Tosfos here in Gimel Ma'avim Tomar. Heichim is chayiv apsichas pedemursa harina lakaman perachavis called Pesach sheino osi lachmas alotzi eino Pesach. The Tiretz Rabbeinu Tam says dahainami osi lahachnas avir ulahotzi lecha. When you want to make it a Pesach, it is lachmas alotzi. It doesn't have to be the same item lachmas alotzi. It's meant to take in air to take out pus. Right, so it is enough to be lahachnas ulahotzi, and therefore it would be chayiv. Right, this issue is part of the huge issue of opening up containers on packages on Shabbos, whether it's Kavana Lasos LaPeh. There's a whole perek in the Shmir Shabbos on this, right? Perek test. There's a perek on Bishol, there's a perek on Borer, and there's a perek on, right? And the way the Shmir Shabbos, you know, every sefer is ordered and organized in different ways, where the Shulchan Aruch is ordered chronologically. from the beginning, before Shabbos, then you continue. Look at the Rav Ribiat, the Lama Tes Malachas, is organized by Malacha. By Malacha. The Shmir Shabbos is organized by common Malachas, the most common and the most important things to talk about. So what's the first, you have the Klalim, and the Surya Durabanan, and the overall was, then Bishol, Perak Aleph Bishol, right? Bishol, Bishabbos, Bishol, Yadav, Perak Gimel, Borer, Borer. Number, next, Schita, Trina, Lisha, right, all the kitchen malachas. Perek that, psichas, kufsos, bakbukim, v'chadome, b'shavas v'yantef. Right, opening up packages, a whole perek. Lechad chila, says the Shulchan Aruch. There's machlokos about almost everything. But it's definitely lechad chila to open up everything that you can. If it wouldn't get ruined or wouldn't get worse if you open it on Shabbos, well, lechad chila, do it beforehand. Lechad chila, roi v'nachon. Roi v'nachon. Lift talk me bo yom es kol ha-mechalim ha-chasumim, all the closed packages, she-petchu la-sam, yirtzeh le-shamish b'shabes u-b'yantif. U-bechlal zeh, kufsoz karton, she-bohen mashke, and included in that is cardboard, kufsoz shimurim, right, the metal, bakbukim, shamichsa shalahem misparek b'chelko atachto, min psichaso arishona, if the bottle cap, you know, separates, something happens to the cap, it's not just opening up the cap, but the cap stays exactly the same as it was, the bottom part comes off, like some metal, bottle caps, v'nazeh de'kach roi l'shimish choser, ki didim shonim b'inyin zeh. Right, and then he talks about each of the details. So again, there's different levels. There's the ones that are more serious caps that can be used very often. There are ones that are less serious caps that are very ra'ua. Right, this, I think a few weeks ago, it came up, mustaki came up in our sugya. Right, the Gemara talked about opening up a package and some Rishonim say, only if it's an inferior type of package, like mustaki. That's the Gemara Masechas Beitza. So what is called the mustaki bizman hazeh? Anything that you throw out? What about something that you can use for a long time, but just because of our affluence, we throw it out? So is that going to be considered a kli or not? That's a big discussion. So again, he quotes with huge footnotes relating to these issues. There are kulas, in almost every case, trying not to write on the words. If you're going to throw it out right afterwards, it says, yesh makilim. Lifta, he quotes first the Machmir. He says, Yesh Bekilim, Liftoach Kufsos, Pachios Mashket, Sakiot, Va'arizos, Vakaela, She'ein Regin Lashamish Bem Shimish Choser. That you're not going to use again. Im Abram Ein Bedaito Lashamish Bem Shimish Choser, Achriot Sos Tochran. As long as you're not planning to use them again, Vuposeach Osan, Bitsur Kazos, and you open them in a way, She'ein Miskavin Lazos, Pesach Yafe, Lashimush. That you don't have Kavanah to make a beautiful Pesach. That's why, let's say, making a perfect spout is worse. You know, the old-fashioned milk cartons where you're going to make a spout. Opening up a can is more problematic than, let's say, with a soda can, is more problematic than opening up other things because there you're making a Pesach Yafeh, right, for the soda to come out, not just ripping off the top. That you're making a Pesach Yafeh, like our case here about the Mafis Mursa. But again, there are Mikilim in the footnotes. If you can throw it out afterwards from Shlomo Zalman, has that. Vein mishum, Rishon Zalman says in the footnote, Vein bo mishum malachas b'chatech b'masha poseachas aloshonit, you open up the tongue, kivan shein kavanasu eloshalo yisaret b'shas hashtia. You just want to drink it properly. Vof toch yefa, you just don't want to get hurt when you drink it. Right? You don't want to just cut off the top and the whole thing will be metal cuts. So that's the only reason. You don't have kavana to make a Pesach yafa, just to drink it. Okay, but either way, this is a big topic, but that is the Mafis Mursa issue. Number one. So what's the case that Pater Mutter, Mafis Mursa. Next, Tama Tanina. We also learned in the Mishnah, continuation of the Mishnah Idios there. Hatzah Nachash B'Shabbos. Somebody traps a snake on Shabbos. Imbim Misasik Shlo Yishchenu Pater. If you're just trying so it doesn't bite you, Pater. And as we'll see, that's not just Pater. That's at most a Malacha Shenitzrich Legufa. Because why they trap in the Mishkan, in order to trap, they trap what they wanted, not to trap, to prevent it from biting. That fits like Tosfos's definition, remember, Dumi the Mishkan, but also Rashi, preventative. So this is preventative, you don't want it to bite you. Vim l'refuah chayef. But if it's l'refuah, you want to keep it for some important reason. Chayef, am Rabbi Yochanan, leskan pater el mutter. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's a case of not just pater, but mutter. Taman taninan, but once we're talking about the Mishnah Idios, the next line is the Hemshech of the Mishnah Idios, which is not our connected, but we're just talking about it here, because after all, Idios doesn't have any Bavli or Yerushalmi, so we'll quote it. The Taman taninan, va'al lefasim iranios. Lefasim, from the word ilfis. Ilfis is a pot. Iranios, some type of pot that they used to make. Imagine that you take klicheres, you take earthenware, and you shape it into what we would call a globe, a ball. you make it like a hollow ball, and then you're gonna, after it dries, you're gonna cut it in half, and then have two bowls. Right? So the way that you make a bowl is a whole circle. It's like a globe, a ball that's created. That's the lefasim iranios. That's exactly how the Pnei Moshe explains it on the left side. That, you make it in a kivshar chotar, so be'em kalim. So when it's still the ball, before you cut it, let's say it's in a ohel ames, shetaris ba'ol ames, that would not be become tame. Because klicharis is only metabe from the inside. And as we know, the Torah tells us summit pasil, a very enclosed, if it's something that has a tightly fitting closed cover, it's not, doesn't become tame in ohel ames. This is closed. As a tight fitting cover, it's never been opened. Utameos bimasa hazav. But if a zav carries it, carrying it is as if the whole inside is being touched, because when you carry something, the inside is also moving. So if a zav is going to be able to be metame it. Okay, so that's just finishing up the line from the Mishnah. Amr Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira just adds, v'ya'us, I think it's appropriate what Reb Yochanan said, that these, let's say from the snake line, it means mutter. Doesn't mean pater, pater, but it means pater and mutter. Why? Because there's a similar Mishnah later on Daf Sadi, where the Mishnah says, trapping. The language of the Mishnah there is, beginning of Perek Shmona Shratzim, if you trap litzarech, chayiv. Vishalo litzarech, pater. So it sounds like a parallel Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say in Idios? If you trap a snake, litzarech, chayiv, and lira shalo yishchenu, pater. So Reb Zeira is bothered, if the Mishnahs are parallel to each other, why does this Mishnah on Shabbos use the general Lashon? Vishalo litzarech pater. And the Mishnah Idios is very specific, right? Vishalo yishchenu nachash. The fact that that Lashon is changed, it must be that that Mishnah is telling you something else. Meaning, not just pater, like the Mishnah in Shabbos, but mutter, right? Shalo yishchenu nachash. That's a remez to that. So that's how the, one of the mafarshim, the Pnei Meir in the back reads this, following line. There's other pshatim which we'll mention in a second, but let's just read it first. Im litzarech hadat zanina nim lurafua chayef. So those two lines are parallel to each other. Litzarech alurafua. Have you less kan, but you have to edit. But the next line is not parallel. Once our Mishnah in Shabbat says shalom litzarech, the Mishnah in India says shalom yishchenu nachash. Why so specific? Have less kan pater elamutter. It must be telling you something different. Not just shalom litzarech, which is a regular machshir shrich legufa. And that's pater, but even something more, which is mutter. The way the Pnei Moshe thinks the Raya works is that why in the Mishnah in Idios does it say shelo litzarech before litzarech? It's the order thing. Normally you would say, why are you trapping it? If it's this litzarech, chayef, shelo litzarech pater, chayef pater. But the Mishnah in Idios says shelo litzarech pater, litzarech chayef. Why the flip in the order? It must be telling you something chiddush about the shelo litzarech. This isn't just pater, but this is even mutter. That's why it's emphasized. That's the first line of the Pnei Moshe. V'saka daita, first wide line. V'saka daita, tai pater, pater va'asur hu, amai mahapich hatana hasam, v'shone ha-pater kodem ha-chiyuv, v'lo kitzanina b'chomakomos, litzar chiyuv v'resha. Wa elavada, yakamash, vadai pater, pater mutter. Okay, two pshatim, what the Raya is, how you know the Mishnah in Idias and the Mishnah in Shabbos, which should be parallel to each other, are not telling you exactly the same thing. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Hazorik Arba Amos Bakosel Abala Me'asar Tvachim Kizorik Bavir. I throw something in Dalet Amos. Exactly. I'm Dalet Amos away from a wall. I throw it, and it hits the wall above 10 Tvachim, and we'll see in the Mishnah somehow, it stays there. It doesn't fall down. So then it's like I'm throwing Kizorik Bavir. I'm Pater, because it landed in a Makam Tur, above 10 Tvachim. Lamada Me'asar Tvachim Kizorik Bavir. If I threw something at a wall under 10 Tvachim, that's like throwing it on the ground under 10 Tvachim, is going to be chayef. Hazorik haramos chayef, and if you're zorik baretz, bar ba'amos chayef. That's part one. Zorik l'toch ba'amos v'nizgago chusla dalet amos patur. I have kavanah to throw something to amos, and somehow it rolls, it hits two amos, then it rolls outside of four amos. Patur on patur, because I did not have kavanah for it to go more than four amos, so I'm not going to be chayef for that. What about the opposite? Chusla arba amos v'nizgago l'toch arba amos chayef. If I threw it farther than four amos, and then somehow it rolled back, I'm going to be chayef. But as we'll see, Pasha Pshat, the Gemara says, even if momentarily it hit outside of four amos, but then if somehow it rolled back in, either because of the wind or because of the slope, but I threw something down at amos outside, and therefore I'm going to be chayef. There is a chiddush here in the Karban Aida. He says, it's not that it hit the ground outside of four amos, then rolled back. Then obviously you're chayef. That's what the Gemara seems to say. But he says, Lo shenafala aretz, div kelo tzricha lebeimar. Even if, what if you threw it outside of four amos in the air, and then the wind blew it back in without it resting anywhere, that's your chayef. Wow, that would be a chiddush. Didn't have any hanacha there. Just had hanacha in the air. That's what the Karban Eitz seems to say. Ela sharuach yogaltuhu min ha'avir l'tochta al ramos. Okay, the Gemara seems to say the other way. Okay, we will see. Says the Gemara, masnisa, when the Mishnah says, let's say the first case, you threw it above 10 amo, 10 tefachim, hit the wall, you're putter. It must be there's no little crevice or hole in the wall that it got caught in. It's just a flat wall. And we'll see how it's going to stay there. Basisa b'she'ed shamchur. There's no little crack. That's when you're putter above 10 tefachim. Avalim yeh shamchur, but if there's a little hole there, machlokas remeir v'chachamim. That's a machlokas remeir v'chachamim. What machlokas remeir v'chachamim? This is known as the machlokas chokikin lahashlim. What's chokikin lahashlim? This is from a Gemara elsewhere in Erevin and Sukkah. There's a machlokas in the Brisa there. Imagine, in order to have a chiv mezuzah, you need a pesach that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Right? What happens if you have one 10 tefachim high, but on top, it's an archway? It's an archway. So right in the middle of the doorway, it's 10 tefachim high, but then the arch makes the width of the top not 4 tefachim wide, because it's an arch. So do we say, it's ke'ilu, you could carve out that area. You could square off where the arch is. Ki'ilu, it's 4 tefachim all the way up to 10 tefachim, and therefore there's a chiyuv mezuzah, or not. Remeir says, yeah. You imagine squaring it out. That's called chokakin. You engrave out lahashlim to be mashlim the shir. That's a machlokas and uchas mezuzah. The Remeir says, yeah, chokin lahashlim is a chiyuv mezuzah there, and you make a bracha. The Rabbanan say, no. It's closed off. You need 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide all the way up to the 10 tefachim high. And if you don't have that here, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. That's the chachamim. You're not chokik lahashlim. So we're using that principle, the nuchas mezuzah, to hear. If you have a little hole inside the wall, do you say it's ki'ilu, a bigger hole, and it's as if it's 4 tefach wide hole, and therefore it's like rishus hayachid in that wall, or not? So that's what the Gemara says. If there's a little hole in there, then you get to Reb Meir the Chachamim. Al da'at to Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, who says chokin lahashlim, beit sheish bar bal arba, beit sheish bar bal arba, whether the little hole, and we assume the wall is very thick. The walls in those days, remember, you used to keep things in the walls, so whether it's 4 or not, at roa es akosel kigamum, you view the wall as if it is carved out. Gamum, and therefore, according to Reb Meir, you'd be chayiv for hotsa'a, for hachnasa, for rishus harabim to rishus hayachid. Al daita, the rabbanon, no. The rabbanon would say, it depends. Im yesh bo arba la ba, at roa es akosel kigamum. If it's 4x4, then you're chayiv. It doesn't really mean that you view it as carved. It just means it is carved, right? And therefore, you're going to be chayiv. V'yim lav, in at rosa kosel. And if not, you don't view the kosel, kigam melakasasim, as if it's closed. Okay, so there's no little hole in there. There's no crevice. So the Gemara says, okay, great. So how is it sticking on the wall? If we've established that there's no little hole in there, so how is it sticking on the wall? Right? The Karbonator says, that's what the Gemara is about to answer. If it didn't have any, Hanacha. So, shot number one, Rav Chisda Amar, B'mor Luchzin. It's a slope. It's a little slope, and therefore it hits the wall, and it stops for a second. So the Gemara says, it's a slope, meaning, and it's facing towards the ground, so, Ein Sof Aleret. If it's a slope, then it's gonna fall down in a second. So shouldn't that be considered basically not a Hanacha until it falls down, and then it's under 10 Tvachim? Under 10 Tvachim? So Rav Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. You're right, Rabbi Yochanan gives a different shot. Tiftar, Peshai said, Dvela Shmeidav Hiditocha. We would say nowadays, you threw a piece of gum. Right? But I guess they didn't have gum in those days. You threw a sticky fig. Right? And therefore, it's stuck to the wall. It's a totally vertical wall. It's stuck to the wall above 10 tefachim, and it's not coming down. Right? And therefore, that's the case, that there's no hole, and it still sticks above 10 tefachim. Fine. So the Gemara says, interesting. So let's try to relate this to a Mishnah in Meseches Kilayim that we had way back when. The Mishnah in Kilayim talks about, remember in the walls of Kilayim, if you have one vine, you have to distance 6 tefachim from that vine. If you have a vineyard, a kerem, you need 4 amos away. That's avodas a kerem. What if you have 2 vines next to each other? So that might be called a vineyard. But what if you have one vine on a lower level and one vine on an upper level of a field? You have 2 fields next to each other and there's 2 levels. So let's say you have a vine sticking out of the side. So the Gemara there says, It depends if there are 10 tefachim in between. So the Gemara had an ibaya. Remember way back when? 10 tefachim in between what? The two levels of the ground. As long as the two levels of the ground are 10 tefachim from each other, then they're called separate. Even if the vines might be intermeshed, doesn't matter. You view the two levels as separate, or no. You need 10 tefachim between the vines. That was the question of the Gemara there. So now the Gemara is going to, and nafkamina between them, if a vine's growing out of the side. Right? If you say it's 10 tefachim of the two levels, then as long as it's 10 tefachim of the two levels, there are two different levels, even if the vines are enmeshed. Right? It wouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara says, well, what about our, let's say this outside for a second, didn't our case just prove? Because what did we just say? We just said in the Havamina that if you have something that's on a slant, then you view it as if it's down. You view it as if it's down. Because we said, right, that was the Gemara, that was the question. Sofa leirid, so don't you see from there that something in the middle is considered down. So, Rabbi Chagai, boy, kumi, Rabbi Yosa, les hada amra, shipua madriga kilamaton. Right, wouldn't this prove, help us answer that question over there in Kilayim, that if something's stuck in the middle, it's kilamaton. Just like here, we assume that something, you throw something on a slant, but it's going down, so it's considered down. So, isn't that parallel? So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between the two. Don't compare Kilayim and Shabbos. Amar le, taman zram nanim in a madriga. Right, by the zraim, in the Zrayim case, you consider it, it's getting hanah from the nourishment that it's getting in the ground, and it's not going anywhere. It's staying in the floor. But here, people are going to rub against it, even if it's above 10 tefachim. People are going to rub against it. So you can't compare the cases, right? Ilu amash kshayisham chor, vines ben achor. If maybe you could compare it to the case of the whole case. If the whole case you would consider going up or going down, that would be more parallel. Because the whole case, you're getting benefit from, let's say, the wall. And so too, by the Zram case, you're getting benefit from. So then that's a comparable more type of comparison. But otherwise, I wouldn't compare it. Okay, there are other ways of reading this Raya, but that was one of the ways to understand it. Viter. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yevob, Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rabbi Yosef says, what we have before, Rav Chisda said it's a slope. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's something sticky. So this version following, no. Rabbi Yochanan says it's the slope. B'shahaya makom munderon. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said it's okay on a slope. What do you mean it's on a slope? Rabbi Yochanan says on a slope, and that's considered as if it's stuck there. Isn't it going to fall down in a minute? No, we're about to prove that Rabbi Yochanan holds, even if it's going to fall down, it's only momentarily there, that's good enough of a hanacha. Where do you see that? From the end of our Mishnah. Remember what the end of our Mishnah say. You have something that you threw outside of four amos, and it rolls back in. You're chayiv. How did it roll back in? It must be that it went four amos out on a slant and then rolled back in. As long as you had a momentary hanacha outside of four amos and then it rolled back in. So you see Rabbi Yochanan holds that a momentary hanacha is good enough. So therefore, it must be that he would also interpret our Mishnah as above 10 tefachim, even if it's only a momentary hanacha, that would still be okay. Good. I guess we have to stop here by the Mishnah when we'll talk about the Yam next time. Hazorik Bayam, the second to last Mishnah here, where these last Mishnahs are all about the Yam.